B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand here on the Sports Hub from our Town Fair Tire Studios. 617-779-0985. The news of the day is that the NBA will continue their playoffs. Dates to be determined, but the AP has a report on when that may resume, from what I understand. And that would be Friday. Do I have that right, Jim? They're going to start tomorrow night?
It's not official yet, but the rumor is they're going to start. They're going to take Wednesday's games and play them Friday and Thursday's games and play them Saturday and pick up the schedule from there.
Yeah, AP source saying, calling it common sense is what they're saying.
I'm not curious. What does Jim Louth say? Because he's the scheduling guru.
That's what I said this morning. I said the exact thing this morning.
Jim Louth is working the phones. He's working the emails. He's scheduling things left and right.
Jim, do you like puzzles? Because
Tom asked me this morning. He's like, did you get that question on the interview? How to schedule a boycotted playoff game during the pandemic.
During a pandemic, when you were interviewing for the job. Hey, did they ask you that? Jim, give us your thoughts on boycotted games in multiple sports during the middle of a pandemic. Thoughts. While all four sports, actually you want to throw MLS in there too, which we schedule, like five American sports all happening at once. The NFL hasn't played any games yet, but camp is underway.
What if the Celtics were playing in late August playoff game in the early evening?
Be like, what? What
if
you
boycotted?
What if you have daytime hockey in the month of August, Jim? What? Why would there be? Just roll with it.
What are your thoughts on 11 o'clock Bruins games in the morning?
Jim, is there a dream job that you would love to have as far as scheduling? Think of like scheduling. Dream job. So your job is I bet. I think there is one. Full-time job, and all you do is schedule for one league.
Oh, the NFL.
Bing, bing, bing,
256 games.
Would you? Would that just be like your dream job, is to schedule NFL games every single year?
No, no.
No? Okay. You think that's an easy job?
Oh, no. But no. The scheduling part of it's the pain in the ass.
Okay. Well, you seem to enjoy
it. I like the planning part of it, but actually scheduling it out is really like...
Okay. I don't think he enjoys the scheduling process at all.
I misunderstood. I kind
of thought... No, but it's part of his job duties now.
I get that. I was led to believe, or my thought was that he actually enjoyed that part
of the
job.
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, that's the busy part of the job, not the creative and helpful part of the job.
I just thought he was a little different. I thought he got...
Well, these guys just kind of jump on me because anytime something comes up, they're like, oh, schedule. Let's get it to the schedule. By the way, schedule... I don't know who Caitlin McGrath is, but apparently she covers the Blue Jays out of Toronto.
She have a blue check mark?
She does.
Okay.
Blue Jays and Red Sox are discussing whether they will play today.
Oh. So, how many baseball games were not played last night?
Three.
Three total? Interesting. So, there's also criticism of the NHL today. Have you seen this? The NHL is being criticized for having played their games last night?
Not that surprised.
So here's my question on this, though, is, and we're not going to do it, and we're not going to get to this point now, but if the NBA had decided to shut down, does that make everybody else wrong if they decide to keep playing?
That's the
narrative. I'd hope not.
Yeah, that's what the narrative would be, though. That's what the narrative would be.
So the NBA shutdown will last, in all, 2 days if they pick up their games tomorrow. 48 hours. 617-779-0985. Tom is in Londonderry on the NBA. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Good,
man.
I'll be quick about it. I know this is a sensitive topic, so you say one thing wrong and the whole thing's going to blow up. But I'm all for social injustice, and I'm all for professional athletes using their pedestal to make change happen, to make these terrible actions and incidents that happen to these minority groups go away. But outside of obvious figures like LeBron James, who has done a lot for underprivileged youth in places like Los Angeles and his hometown in Akron, and the really big names, a lot of these athletes that speak out about the social injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement, I'm not bashing their opinions. You can have the right to say what you want to say. If you feel that strongly about it, then fine. But then act upon it. I mean, I was raised to believe if you want change to happen in any aspect of your life, professional, personal, whatever, you need to make the change happen. Just saying it and voicing your opinion constantly to the reaches of the earth is only going to go so far. Change can only come if you act upon it and surround yourself with people that believe in that cause, that support you and can see the change all the way through. And I mean, going back to the 60s and the civil rights marches with Dr. King, Jim Brown, Bill Russell, Muhammad Ali, we know what they did. They took stances. They actually took long-term changes into their hands. They, you know, sacrificed a lot of things in their life. Jim Brown retired early. We obviously know what Bill Russell did back and forth within NBA seasons. We know, obviously, we all know what Muhammad Ali did, especially refusing to go serve for the Army. I mean, these guys actually stood up and not only spoke about the change that they wanted to see for their fellow man and to eradicate injustice amongst these minorities, but they actually did it. They actually took change.
Should they shut down the league?
If you want to shut down the league, then shut down the league and go about making the change the way you want to go about it, like LeBron James has to a larger degree. I feel like just taking a couple of days off, what is that really going to do, Beatle? I mean, I would hate to see the NBA close down. Having sports back over the last, you know, couple months has been so refreshing after this year of hell we've had. But I realize that if you guys actually feel this strongly about it and want the change to happen, then cancel the season and go make that change happen. I just don't think – I think just canceling a couple of days of games and the NFL with their practices – what is that really going to do? It's only a short-term thing to bring awareness to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to do much of anything.
That's why I'm saying I'm not trying to knock these guys. Fine, you feel that strongly about it. Good for you. You're good people. You have good hearts. You have good intentions. But you need to do something about it. I think it's more of a knock on my generation as a whole, where we feel I'm a millennial, sadly. We feel like we have to say something, and everybody should listen, and everybody should act upon how we feel. Well, that's only half true. You feel that way, fine, but you need to invoke the change. And I don't see a lot of that out of these athletes outside of the obvious ones, like I said about LeBron James.
Right.
I don't want.
Well, Tom, I think that's what, Ted, I think that was your point today. Your major point today was the biggest impact is you shutting it down and going and doing whatever it is you think you should be doing.
And it's to me, it's not even close. It's to me, that's the obvious. And I'm not saying that would change, but I think it would have the biggest impact is to not play. A lot of people, you got to keep playing so they have a platform to talk. They've always had a platform. They have Twitter. They have Instagram. They have mics in front of them all the time. Guys are saying very thoughtful things. We're hearing these heartbreaking stories from Devin McCourty earlier today. And I say it, it's just talk. I mean, it's real stuff they're talking about, but nothing ultimately gets changed. You stop playing, then it just creates like something that's unprecedented. No sports league is ever shut down for anything like this. You get one sports league to shut down, maybe that empowers the NFL to do it, and then all of a sudden, you got something that you know what? Then you'll find out. But guys, it's kind of one of those, if you really feel that strongly about it, then I think the biggest impact you can have is to not play. And by not playing, it puts pressure on owners to go to their politicians to create change that way. Just kind of playing and still talking about it when you can here and there. It seems like that's been going on for a long time, and nothing's really changed because of that.
Let's go to Tommy, who's in Milton. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Beatle. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy.
Listen, I just want to point on a couple of things. My family is very ethnically and racially diverse, black, Jew, everything. I come from a very large family, my immediate family. I'm glad that they're speaking out about things that are wrong. But I want to know where these athletes are when a one-year-old gets shot at a barbecue in Brooklyn, New York. I want to know where these athletes are. I never hear a word from them when Chicago is just going screwy every weekend, killing each other. To me, Devin McCourty, great player or whatever, that's irrelevant. People on an issue, if you're not willing to talk about the whole issue, the kids that are getting shot in the street, black-on-black crime, where's Black Lives Matter for them? And by the way, racism comes in every form of color. I had back years ago from the MBTA tell me, of the black human resources man tell me, that don't even apply for a job if you're a white male.
Okay. It's not my job to referee all this today.
No, I know.
I just want to state that for the record.
Yep.
That's what I'm.
Nope.
So I'm going to leave that at.
I understand.
You have the forum. I'm not here to correct everything that is said. I'm just, that's, nope. Mm-mm. Don't pay me enough, Ted, actually, for that.
Beetle, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I don't know what the dollar amount would be. It would be something incredible to do that.
They're not paying you enough to do today's show. I can tell you that.
617-779-0985. We continue with your calls next.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Time to go home yet?
Almost.
617-779-0985. Chris in Boston is on the line. He wanted to respond, I believe, to Tom in Londonderry, correct?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I love the show. I just wanted to make a comment about the guy from two callers ago talking about that there's not a lot of stars out there that are impacting change. Obviously, he lives under a rock. LeBron James isn't the only person that's out there doing stuff. He's not the only person building schools. Jalen Rose has school. I mean, you talk about the McCourty twins all the time and all the hard work and effort that they put in. So I just don't understand his ideology that they're on enough black. There are plenty of black athletes and athletes of all colors. I mean, hell, you can look at Roger Federer, and he's not black, and he's one of the biggest philanthropists and does more for people in the world than anyone that I've seen. Anyways, to talk about what the state and current position of the world is right now, it's all sad. The end goal needs to be better reform. I think Kyrie Irving probably hit it on the head with not playing a season at all, and your co-host there hit it on the head. It will start a chain reaction. If one team falls, then the other ones will go down.
Okay, but now you know, Chris, that they're not. So are they wrong? Are they wrong for going back to work and doing their job?
I mean, you can say yes and you can say no. On one hand, they were wrong, because what's going on in the world, ultimately, the legacy that's left by this pandemic and with the social injustice is going to be greater than any championship that you can point out or any, you know, sports title raised. I mean, what's a sports title weighed versus a human life? What's a sports title worth equality? When I talk to you on the phone, right, I'm talking to you as a human being, you talk to me as a human being. You don't know what color I am, I don't know what color you are. That's the essence that we're all missing. We're not looking at each other as human beings. So in that aspect, they were wrong. Were they right? Yes, because these are guys' livelihoods. Sports excites the world. It excites fans. It gets people motivated in other ways, and sports brings people together. But right now, sports is, but it isn't bringing teams together, if that makes sense, because we're all divided. Oh, let's not play sports. Oh, we need sports. Like, when life was created, there were no sports around, and we've survived that much.
Chris, we're going way too deep now. But I just go back to, you're always going to have things that are far more important than sports. Sports will never be the most important thing. As much as we love it, it's never going to be the most important thing.
Of course.
Right?
Very much so. It's not. The only thing I would say about sports is that it is perceived, like, the athletes are perceived to have a ton of power that can create change. We put, fair or unfair, we put a lot of pressure on today's athlete to help us create change, help us kind of figure out what's going on wrong with the country. And for a lot of those guys, it's just not what they signed up for. You know, they didn't sign up for being political activists, or they didn't sign up for being, you know, spearheading reform and making economic sacrifices to help the greater good. Because let's face it, if guys stop playing their sport, do they get paid? You know, are they gonna...
It depends on the sport at the moment.
That's why I feel like the owner side.
It's not a clear answer at the moment, right?
Here's my feeling. I want to get this off my chest. If the NFL owner said, I think the biggest impact is not to play. If the NFL owners think, okay, let's just not play, but we're going to pay our players even though there's not a season. But you know what their job is now? It's not just go home and sit on their hands. It's they come into work and they collaborate and they figure out ways and they do things to help create change. So they're still getting paid. They're not playing football, but now they are actually doing something tangible to try and create change. Like if you just paid them to go home and do nothing, that's not worth it. Pay the guys to actually come into work, go to the state house, write letters, that kind of thing. Okay, then to me, then now you got something. Now you got something. But that's why I think it's the owners of
that have
the most power.
I do believe it is possible to be doing both of those things at once.
Ooh, you think as effective, though?
Maybe not. No, you're right. If you have more time to devote to something, of course it will be better if you're fully devoted to one particular thing. But those things have been happening, as the caller Tom in Londonderry pointed out, that there are players, and also the last caller pointing out that there are athletes that are doing plenty of these types of things already. The McCourties are doing that already. They're going to the state house. They're going to,
guess what, though?
Try and create change.
If they're still playing football, while they're doing it. Nobody knows. There's a guy, the last caller is saying there's a lot of guys doing things, but people just don't know it. This good stuff that players do, it doesn't get reported because there's so many things going on in our lives. If you're not playing football and you're doing good and there's COVID and there's nobody's going to work or doing anything, it is going to be the thing people are going to be talking about. That's going to be it. So if you're playing and talking, I get it. I love it. That's great. It's better than nothing. But the playing is the distraction, and it kind of really muddies up what the players are talking about.
Mary's in Florida. She agrees with Ted. What's up, Mary?
I do. Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. Beetle, I'm sorry. I love you to death, but you're wrong. Sometimes they used to say in the old days, sometimes you need someone to slap you in the face so you listen. And I really do believe that if the sports teams did stop and all stop, it would make us all be forced to listen to what's being said, not just little quips on ESPN after the game, but really be forced to listen. Now, I come from a family of police officers, and I can tell you that, they're trained in fear. It's not like the old days when you had your neighborhood cops and everybody knew everybody's name, but I come from a smaller town, and they're trained like they're going into war. And so now we all live in fear. They're fearful that they're going to get hurt on the job. They're fearful something's going to happen to them. And then you have people who are living their lives in constant fear because they know that if they're stopped by the police, if they don't act in a perfect manner, then they may have something happen to them. So we need to have a big conversation. And the only way you can have conversation is when sometimes you slap people in the face and make them listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, Mary. Appreciate the call. Let's go to, I just don't want to go in the correct order of weight here. Sam, who's in the car. Hi, Sam.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call. First thing, I just wanted to talk about the guy who talked about black-on-black crime. That's just an instance, in my opinion, of people just missing it. This whole Black Lives Matter thing is not about, obviously all crime is bad, all murder is bad, all shootings are bad. But the idea is that these people are not being charged. They're not being prosecuted to the proper extent. That is the underlying issue. And then that allows for complacency, and it allows for people to think that they can do, not what they want, but essentially what they want. That wasn't the primary reason I'm calling. The primary reason I wanted to call was I wanted to talk about the NBA and talk about, kind of what their stance is. And unfortunately, we live in a time where money talks. So I agree with you. The biggest kind of change that the NBA players can do is not work, but maybe they had a conversation with the owners and said, hey, listen, you can do, you take your money as owners, the billions of dollars you have, you go make a difference, or we don't play. Maybe they agree to that, and I hope that that's the case. That would be the best case scenario. But if they're not going to do that, how do you affect change in government these days? Is by hiring lobbyists and having money to do that. The only way you have that money is by playing, unless the owners and the kindness in the heart continue to pay them, as you were just saying, to go lobby and do all these things in the state house. But, you know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think they should, you know, continue to play, use their platform, and then use their money. Everyone has to pull together, get $1 billion from the 70 NBA players, and then hire lobbyists. And we don't need everyone to change. I think that would be great if everyone can change. We need the district attorneys of every state to change. We need the district attorney, you know, of Wisconsin to change. We need few people that can execute actual change to change their mind. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks. Sam. It's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things that need to happen, according to Sam. Players starting a lobbying firm? Hiring a lobbying firm?
It's not
Could
the players.
Could you see it?
No.
Could you see that? I can't see that. Could you see owners doing it with players?
No, I can't. Now, don't you think the players' power is directly tied to the owners of their leagues? Like,
no, I don't. I think the players' power is sort of in people listen to them when they speak. People, you know, look up, as we talked about earlier. People look up to players.
But players can say, we got to change this. We got to do this. This is what it's like for a lot of my family or for people that I know. What does that change?
But this is why Cedric Maxwell, I thought, made a really good point earlier. He said, if this is what you want to do, if you want to, you know, boycott games, or you want to have the platform, what's your message? What do you want people to do? What are you trying to get people to do to create a sort of movement on anything? What do you want? And that was sort of Max's point that I took away from that, right? And Max's message is always the same. He says, go vote. That's Max's thing.
Well, that's
Max says it routinely. That's his message. Is that the player's message? Who do the players want to address? Who do they want to take on specifically? Who is it? I think
I hate to say it, but that's where I
feel messaging could be needed here.
A lot of players, they probably don't have the answer to that, or they have an idea, but they're not really sure. I mean, it's just,
and Jaylen Brown, to his credit, the other day, I don't know if you caught his comments, hear what he said. He said, "I don't have the answers. No. I'm you know, a 20-something year old basketball player, and this is not my expertise. I don't know what the answers are." So. I don't know what the answer is for them either, but I just feel like you shut it down. And Marion, Florida says you got to slap people in the face. Slap them in the face with what? Just to listen to what? What would you like them to listen to? The players? Someone else? A particular politician? Who is it?
I hear you. To me, if it's about police reform, then it's about the lawmakers, trying to get the lawmakers to change the rules. That's what I think. Laws and new protocols and hiring practices, my feeling is, need to be reformed. That's the answer to the question you're asking. But there's not to play versus playing. Again, I'll go back to, I think not playing has the biggest impact. And I asked you in off the air, how old were you when 9/11 happened? I know they're apples and oranges, the events, okay? So just please bear with me.
Right, I was a teenager when that happened.
You were a teenager.
And yes.
And I asked you, do you remember, because it was, again, I was part of the union and voted on the NFLPA. The NFL basically put it on the players. Do you guys want to play or not? And we all voted. We all had a vote. Each team representative had a vote. And we voted, ultimately, not to play the game on Sunday. Do you remember how you felt the Sunday after 9/11 when there was no football?
Do I remember it specifically? Not really, but...
the overall feeling?
I felt like it was the right thing for them not to be playing.
It just felt right.
Out of respect for what had just happened.
Right.
You know?
Right. I think it had an actual impact. I think there was just that Sunday after. It's like, you know, we're all kind of sitting here remembering what just happened. I think if you just took time to just sit and think, I think more stuff can maybe get done. But the world's fast moving. It's and I get that, but I think you're just going to have more impact by not just continuing to play games, but to actually stop and address it. That's what I think.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We have today's takeaways coming up at 1:50. Go nowhere.
Sports Hub. How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bruce, around the country today, a lot of leagues and teams didn't play Major League Baseball because of the racial unrest in Wisconsin. The NBA, WNBA, MLS, NHL decided to play. Your thoughts on that? And also, within your room, was there any discussion? Because you folks put out a statement before the playoffs about siding with Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, I don't know if there's discussion amongst the players, Kevin, to be perfectly honest with you. I think we, as an NHL, have voiced our opinion. We support the NBA and their players and their decision tonight. We'll continue to fight for social justice and anti-racism. And I think the Bruins have been, quite clear in their position on that, and the players, for that matter. So, but as for playing the game, I think then it goes to a higher authority than me. So probably a better question to the players if they felt that that was something they discussed.
That's Bruce Cassidy speaking to the media today. The Bruins players did not talk to the media today. Only their head coach did, Bruce Cassidy. That might be to shield players from speaking today. But that is who is talking today on behalf of the Boston Bruins. We were supposed to talk to Brad Stevens today. He canceled on us for a second straight day as well. So media schedules have been disrupted for sure. Evander Kane, though, has made it known that the official Hockey Diversity Alliance, they have formally requested the NHL to suspend all playoff games today. Writing on Twitter, "We feel this sends a clear message that human rights take priority over sports." That is what Evander Kane is asking his league to do. He's obviously one of the minority players, the few minority players in the NHL. And that is what he and the Hockey Diversity Alliance have requested of the NHL today, to suspend their games. So whether or not that happens remains to be seen, but that's what has been put forth. And, this is why I was talking to the caller a short time ago. I said, so if you don't cancel the games, he was for canceling games, as are you, Ted. My thought is, does that mean NHL players or the major league teams in baseball that did play last night, are they worthy of criticism? Because I don't feel that's true. I don't feel that that makes you worthy of criticism because you play. So I feel like it's a tough spot. If the NHL, I know how this is going to go. I mean, it already has started. I think it's already been written in multiple places. It's been discussed that somehow, does it make the NHL racist because they go and play their games?
No.
I'm sorry, but I reject that sort of accusation of the NHL or any other sport.
There's going to be people, I think they're going to look at it as it's maybe insensitive. Like, it's not that they're racist, but that's extreme. But it's just that they're not sensitive to what is going on around the other sports leagues in their league for a day. I think we can all agree. I'm not sure canceling games for one day or 2 days is going to have much of an impact.
And again, this is not canceling a game and then going home to your family and watching Netflix tonight for an extra night before you play your next game. These guys have left their homes, left their families behind. They are making a sacrifice right now to go ahead and play these games in the bubble. They would all like to go home sooner rather than later, right? That doesn't mean they're not competing and don't want to win or keep playing in the playoffs, but they would much rather have the ability to go home and see their kids and their wives and whoever else in their family. So I don't know, man. Like, I don't want
to put it in that context.
If they play, does that make them, wrong?
No.
Is that you saying that they don't respect whatever it is that you're standing up for? And I'm sorry. I feel like that's going too far.
Again,
you want to play your games, you should be able to play your games without criticism.
I agree. And I think when you put it in that context, that they've been in this bubble, that a lot of the guys don't want to be there anyway just because of the COVID. To ask them to kind of stay there longer because they, longer than they need to because of this, issue that other sports leagues are identifying and deciding not to play the games for, I don't think it's fair to criticize them for that because of the fact that they are in these They're in a very unique situation to begin with by being there away from their families, isolated in these bubbles, and then ask them to stay there longer than is already necessary, I think is a tall ask, and I do not have any problem with them continuing to play. I don't. I don't think it's insensitive. I think it's a very unique situation that the NHL players are in. So I would not hold that against them by not playing.
Jeff Passan, by the way, just tweeting out Major League Baseball. Boston Red Sox players have strongly considered not playing tonight's game against the Blue Jays, and they are currently meeting with the Blue Jays right now to decide whether or not to play. So that Red Sox game tonight is very much up in the air.
How many
too.
Games are on the schedule in baseball tonight? I'm going to check it right now to see.
And those guys, they go home to their families in Boston, in Toronto. I don't know where the game's at, but they get to go home.
So full slate of games tonight in Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm counting the number of games. I mean, you've got a dozen games or more happening tonight. So if the Red Sox and Blue Jays cancel, yet Baltimore, Tampa Bay doesn't.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Oh, Tampa Bay, they don't care. Red Sox, Blue Jays, mm-hmm. they care. Tampa Bay, Baltimore, mm-hmm. they don't care.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair.
I don't think it is either.
I don't think it's fair to criticize them if they want to play. Under the current situation with COVID, please. I think it's unfair to criticize them under the circumstances right now. Totally unfair, I think. I mean, you can point it out, but I just think that's a little bit – that's go too far.
And then, here's the other part that I don't love about Evander Kane's message, that human rights are more important than sports. Is that a message that we need? Because I think we should all know that.
We should all understand that. By playing sports doesn't make you anti-human rights. Let's not make that leap that he's essentially making.
We need to not play because sports are less important. That's true. They are. They are. They're significantly less important than other real world matters. They are. Much less important. Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
Got but that. Understand that.
Much less important.
But let's not make that leap that if you're playing sports, you don't care about human rights. That's silly talk.
617-779-0985. And I'll tell you, though, if the NHL doesn't cave, they are going to face a lot of criticism. Get ready for that. No, there are a lot of teams in a lot of leagues right now in no-win situations because the NHL is also overwhelmingly white. So that will most certainly come into play as well. That they're the ones that don't support it because if they don't cancel. Or baseball is going to face that because of whatever racial makeup versus other sports. Yes, McCullough.
All right, so Darren Drager just tweeting out that the NHLPA is conducting a call shortly to discuss whether or not they're going to play tonight. They're going to have a final decision in an hour or two.
You know,
wait, but that's not what it says. It says the growing sense that players favor postponing tonight's game.
Oh.
Okay.
Right. Favor, F-A-V-O-U-R.
So there goes that.
Hey, if the players want to do it.
Can I say something else on this? You brought up 9/11, right? And you said, did it feel like it was the right thing to not be playing? But how quickly do you think people arrived at that conclusion that, baseball shut down right away?
Yeah, college football shut down right after
college football shut down and the NFL shut down. Those are the two things, football, baseball were going on.
Mm-hmm.
Did that feel in the moment almost immediate like it was the right call?
It did.
Did it take a week? How many days into this are we? Did it take 4 or 5 or 6 days of what's he doing? What am I doing? What are you going to do before they arrived at the conclusion? Like
9/11 happened on a Tuesday. We had a conference call with the NFLPA. The NFL wanted an answer from the NFLPA, its players, on whether or not they wanted to play or not. I think we had that decision by Thursday. I think it was just a couple days later.
Within 48 hours, it was all decided. And baseball was immediate that day. That's it.
I think there was about I think there was 4 days they didn't play right after 9/11 in baseball, if I remember correctly.
I think it was longer than that.
Was it more than 4 days?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think it was that much longer, though.
Ask Tony Maz. He took a ride, I think, from Florida to Baltimore. Is he out there
he's
right
out
now?
There.
He would tell us exactly how long it was before they were back. September 21st was the first baseball game back, so it was 10 days.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
I know they're obviously completely different events, but it's just trying to have some kind of something that's happened maybe where you – where there's leagues that actually debated, do we stop playing for XYZ event. And that one, at that point, felt like it was the right decision. Now, the following Sunday, we were playing again, and it was back to normal.
617-779-0985. We've got today's takeaways coming up. So, Felger Maz coming your way at the top of the 2 o'clock hour. If you want to jump on the phones for them, you can do that in a bit. We'll get to the takeaways next.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's me.
I don't have the sponsor here. No? Good? Good to know. Here's the latest. We'll wrap up with this today. The latest on the situation developing in all of sports. Marley Rivera of ESPN reports that Red Sox sources tell her that everything today with the Red Sox has been spurred by Jackie Bradley Jr., who has apparently made the decision to not play tonight. That following Jeff Passan's report that Red Sox players are strongly considering not playing in tonight's game against the Blue Jays, again, to protest against social injustice, sources tell ESPN. The teams are currently talking. They've offered one another support, regardless of whether they decide to play or not. So again, Marley Rivera saying the driving force behind the Red Sox side of that is Jackie Bradley Jr. Meanwhile, in the NHL, Darren Dreger with the report that it appears that there is movement toward canceling the NHL schedule tonight. The NHLPA, that is conducting a call shortly to discuss the growing sense that players favor postponing tonight's games. Nothing is official. More discussion is required with the NHL. They should have a final decision in the next hour or so.
Elliot Friedman's adding that to that, saying that players are being told to prepare for cancellations.
So players now being told to prepare for cancellations tonight. That would mean the NHL is on their way to maybe canceling their games or postponing their games tonight and bumping back the playoff games that are in the bubble in Toronto. In addition to that, there is something on the NBA front. We had a previous report from the Associated Press that said games would likely resume tomorrow, bumping back games to tomorrow. And that doesn't appear to be the case because we just saw a new report, which was just put out. Gary Washburn says, well, I just want to pull his tweet up now. Gary Washburn of the Globe says he has been told NBA games will now resume on Saturday. Game one of Celtics-Raptors will now be played on Sunday. So originally scheduled to begin tonight, that series, according to Washburn, will begin on Sunday.
Okay.
That means the Bruins, though, will also get pushed back based on the schedule getting pushed back. We assume, but we don't know that. If there's a cancellation, which we are starting to assume, but we don't know.
NHL likes afternoon games, though, so who knows?
Oh, Jim, there's going to be so much scheduling work for you. There's going to be so much work to be doing on that front. So we'll see what happens. But it appears there are more postponements in sports on the way.
You know, the NHL postponing games, look, my feeling is the players, they want to be part of it. They want to back the other athletes in the other leagues. So postponing a game for a night or two, good for them, you know, because they want to support the other athletes in the other leagues as well, is my feeling.
Hey, Ted, good to see you today.
Enjoyed it.
Are you in tomorrow?
I'm in with Arcan tomorrow, yep.
You and Arcan tomorrow. Yep. Enjoy the day.
You got it, pal.
Have fun with that.
Thanks, buddy. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. See you soon. Felger Mazur next.
Sports Hub. Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Maz.
Yeah, Maz, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Maz.
It's time for Felger and Maz, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, a call on Richie happens 100 times a game. We happen to get flagged for it, right? So, complete disagreement with that particular infraction. Not even sure Brandon's was. So, you got to... you know, an official injecting himself into a game with two of the best teams in the National Hockey League playing. And I thought that wasn't necessary personally, but that's his decision. He's here for a reason. Second goal, I mean, come on. I mean, the linesman just runs our D out of room. Like, it's a free pass to the net. Good for Yanni Gord for taking advantage of a break given to him. But, I mean, when do you see that play happen in the National Hockey League? So, all of a sudden, you're two down, and, you know, we need to kill a penalty, obviously, better. Our penalty kill let us down tonight. It's been terrific all year. Really good in the playoffs so far. We didn't get it done in the PK. But so now you're in a 2-0 hole, and you've played not a bad period. It's the rest of the game. We didn't respond.